1.
I swear to God, Dawson, I shouted over the gunfire. If you get me killed before my own damned wedding, I'm going to come back and haunt you every time you have sex.
Since I'm married to your damn brother, pretty sure if I get you killed, I won't be having sex ever again, asshole.
My best friend yelled back, grabbing at the back of my head to shove me down.
Stay down, they're coming back around.
When he wasn't having sex with Ichi, my younger brother, or beating me up at JoJo's boxing gym, Bobby spent most of his free time lifting weights, or coaching young rugby players on how to bulk up and increase their stamina. He practiced what he preached, and for someone nearly 20 years older than me, there was power in those muscular arms of his. Okay, even if he were my age or younger, his strength was plenty impressive, and that shove to the back of my head brought my nose right down into the rough, cracked asphalt. I was never one to worry about my looks, but something told me if I showed up at the altar with road rash all over my face, Jay was going to make me wish I had been shot in the middle of Chinatown. The side of the minivan we'd chosen to take cover behind was taking hard hits. The metal punched through with round after round of whatever it was the two men across the street were shooting. Around us, the sidewalks were nearly empty, having moments ago been sparsely populated by early morning shoppers looking for a bargain among the stalls set up in a side alley. Our one almost perfect escape route had been cut off by an old woman who'd taken one look out of her store, spotted what was going on, and hastily rolled down the steel door, sealing herself in. Or possibly giving herself enough time to skip out of the back entrance and down the alleyway to get a cup of coffee. Either way, Bobby and I weren't going to be able to cut through her shop and get out of the line of fire.
Do you even know these guys?
I yelled into the road I lay face down on. The street sweepers hadn't been by in years. Either that or someone nearby was still stocking orange snowballs and blue-papered cigarettes, because that's what was keeping me company against the curb.
Might have arrested them a few times, Bobby confessed. Or maybe double-crossed them when I worked undercover. Does it really fucking matter now, princess?
Sure, my stint with the LAPD lasted long enough for me to gain a few enemies, but Bobby seemed to have gone out of his way to piss people off when he wore a badge. Okay, so he pissed people off long after he retired, too, but chances are the two guys in hoodies and floppy pants weren't ticked off because he sniped their boyfriends at a club. And while those days were long over following his marriage, or at least they should be over, there wasn't any guy worth killing over. Okay, maybe Jay, but if I didn't get out of Chinatown in the next hour or so, the angry guys with guns would be the least of my worries.